Hey guys.
Hi Jade.
Hi Jade.
No, wow. See, Jessica's like, okay, now she's getting into it. I actually was saying hi to the audience. No, I was saying hi to you guys also.
I'm also the audience.
Yes, you are. We have a full house over here. We have in the flesh at my house, at my kitchen table, we have Catherine and my older sister, Jessica.
Aww.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This was a much requested episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like people.
No.
Jessica.
Requested by Jessica and my
Yeah, exactly. No, the people really wanted this episode. They picked up what you were putting down last time. And you had a good time yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I had a really good time.
Good.
That's fun. I'm happy to be back.
Good. Yeah. So we start off with first of alls. Also, if you have a hard time telling our voices apart, we know it's
No,
tough.
Now you can. We know.
We know, yeah. Obviously. It's coming out of my mouth.
I think that they weren't that similar.
No, like Jessica has the nerve to make fun of my voice. And I'm like, excuse me. I understand it's like maybe a little more nasal than yours. A little.
I think when I'm around you, I enter a different.
Yeah, you're a different stratosphere. Okay, but we have to get to our first of alls. So First of alls are the things that we just need to get to before we let this conversation take us away, which it will inevitably. My first of all, is the hold that the Diet Pepsi from Taco Bell has on me.
Oh.
Holy balls, you guys. I'm like a little bit addicted.
I've gotten addicted to Diet Cokes before, Diet Pepsis before.
I'm addicted right now. Like I'm in a spell of addiction.
Yeah. I go through phases where I need a Diet Coke. And sometimes it's a fountain Coke and sometimes it's in the plastic bottle.
Guys, that's never the craving. That's like second, third option.
I'm off it right now, but I also recently went through a Diet Snapple Peach Iced Tea full bender.
No, that shit's good. That shit's good.
No, and you can't find it. It's rare.
Diet Coke. No, it's in the valley.
Like, oh, that's the days where it was.
They're holding all of the Diet Snapple in the valley. That's where it is.
My mom, when I was growing up, we used to get Tab. And when I say when I was growing up,
you call it pop, huh?
We do call it pop in the Midwest, but we would get Tab, and at some point they started.
Jay doesn't even know what Tab is.
Okay.
It what, was is the, that an age thing?
Exactly.
It is the...
I don't know. It's just in the thing. I know you don't know.
Tab is soda, is it not?
Yeah.
It's not pop. It's not all soda.
What do you mean? Oh, Tab is a brand. an umbrella. Jessica, get off my podcast. Let me just fucking say I know what something is. Like, Jesus Christ. I'm going to be called out.
No.
It's called yes and. It's improv. That's what we're doing. This is called improvisation.
Tab was the first diet pop or soda.
I didn't know that either.
Yes. It was in a pink can because it was marketed to women.
I'm just a scapegoat for not knowing anything. Jessica doesn't know it either. It's fine.
But my dad like loved it. And so my mom actually like refused to keep shopping at grocery stores that would discontinue it. And she would like write them a strongly worded letter being like, I have four teenagers at home. Bring this back.
Wow.
Or I'll take my business elsewhere.
Pre-Amazon. Pre-Amazon.
Yes. On the tail end of Tab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, do you remember Hanson's?
Yes.
Hanson's was really good. Mm-hmm. Palisades families had Hanson's. Yeah. It was a very... you know, like you belong
attentive
to like a beach
parents,
club or something.
Attentive parents had Hanson's.
Yeah, because they were like, it was fun, but with, you know, with safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm a little addicted. You guys, I'm in the shit house. I am in the dog house right now after our episode last week about friendship.
Wait, are all your friends mad? Mm-hmm. See, she's so brave.
I was going to say, drop some names.
Who are we talking about? No, okay, we're not But you say I'm so brave, but then I listen back. They all think it's about them. And I'm like, first of all, 90% of you are wrong.
Yeah.
And then I listen back and I'm like, I couldn't be more vague. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't like this person.
Is it the one friend that I'm thinking
of? No, shut up. No, we're not. But also, people don't understand. I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret.
I think I know who that bitch is.
Oftentimes, I conflate stories.
Yeah.
To make them more interesting. Only truth telling goes on here, but
yes.
I will conflate stories so that to protect the
innocent.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yes. And I like never use names, but like people all the time.
It's a HIPAA approved retelling of the story.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. No, I'm never like breaking any confidence. Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it gets me in so much trouble because first of all, I'm like people that I know and love listen to the show and it's a way to support me and I understand and I appreciate you. But if you're going to listen to my art, You have to abandon yourself because like everyone's like, oh, like even calling me on the phone, they'll be like, oh, I listen to your show. I know you hate talking on the phone. And I'm like, oh,
You're so right. It's her art. It's,
you're so right.
It's so annoying. Yeah. Like, yeah. people take yeah. it as, like, I am talking to, you know, and I am talking to you.
But also, like, still call her on the phone.
Well, it's, oh, that's the hard God. Part is, like, I'll be listening and then I'll call her on the phone.
It's and a lot of
it's
me.
Hard to distinguish.
I understand. I understand. But, like, my friends cannot listen to all my episodes thinking that.
Yes.
You know how much shit I'm going to start?
Because as we talked about last time, like, there are these micro moods of, like, oh, my God, I never want to leave the house. But that's not forever. Then I want to go out.
Yes. And, like, you know what I mean? People, like, literally think.
My friend's like, I thought you said.
No. And I yeah. hate that. You know, I hate. You know, I'm actually allergic. I'm actually allergic to what I thought you said. I, like, literally, I don't believe in it. It's a sick way to communicate with someone.
Oh, my God.
Because you know what? You thought I did say. I did say. And guess what? I changed my mind. It's so weird because I'm like, oh, my God, it's so vague. But people, it's actually worse than if I was actually talking about yes. the person, because then I'm like, fuck, then you probably think I'm talking about you nonstop.
Every single person thinks it's them because it is so vague. And they're like, right. they can't rule themselves out. So
and
they're
like, no, that but like, I am her best friend. So when she says my best friend, it must mean me every time.
No,
I'm talking about some. So oftentimes I'll use like stories from like my, I'm pointing my sister.
I feel like I really know where the source is. Yeah. The story. Yeah. I
but
follow.
Damn, your girl gets in trouble. Like, even like when I'm like, oh, house guests are the worst, which like obviously they are. Now no one wants to stay with me.
Like, I'm so alone.
Which is not the worst. But it's sometimes I just say shit mm-hmm. on the show. That's yeah. to say shit on the show. I
it's
mean everything I say. But
it's
like,
your art. Again, exactly. I think that's really important.
Yes.
It makes sense.
But boy, am I. And I don't. It's the most awkward thing in the world because I'm like, no, listen back. 51-42. I didn't. I said nothing. Like, I'm like, it's so hard to defend myself.
But that is the thing. It's easier to tell a secret to like 1,000 strangers than to like one person who might like no, take it the wrong way.
Last episode, we uh-huh. talked about the art of shit talking. Yeah. Clearly, I need another lesson because I'm failing. I am failing.
I bet you could relate to like Taylor Swift or something like that.
Good. Yeah, I'm just out here like Taylor Swift. I'm just singing my truth.
Something like that.
I'm,
yeah.
You know, I'm just singing my fucking truth.
Maybe you need to add in false specifics so people are like, oh, well, that's not me. I don't live in Toledo.
That's a good idea.
I actually did that one time and it did save me. One time I was smart enough to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So just remind me of that in the future. I should get thrown.
Like,
the
is that your friend from Toledo?
Like, yeah. She's got red hair.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah, there
that's
we go.
The, that's genius. The art. That's
like, you're so vain, you probably think this podcast is about you. You know what I mean? Like, how dare you think I'm just talking about you? I'm nothing but, I'm no one else in my life but you.
I have a first of all.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Birthday related first of all. Okay. Here is a question. In this time in our lives where we are adults and there's not like, you know, at a kid birthday party, you sit down and you have the like, let's open presents time or whatever.
Please God, don't tell me you open presents in front of all your adult
friends.
No.
Did not.
We could talk about that for a long time because that is if I could watch anything, I want to watch you open presents.
Oh my
really?
God. No.
Oh,
ew, yeah. Not me. I want to go home. I don't want to.
I stare at you until I watch you eat your meal. I watch you get the cake.
No, Jessica is notorious.
And then
for
I
that.
Say,
yeah, at family events, like I'm
present
like,
time.
No, I'll have like a chicken wing still in my mouth, and she's like rushing the presents over.
Oh my God.
I want to see what you got. I want to see. I love.
You want to see what everybody else brought too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't. I want to see the whole show. It's part of the show.
No, I get so embarrassed when my present is open. I'm like, I never have a card. I'm like, fuck. Don't look at me.
Oh my God. No. It times 400 when I bring a gift that I'm proud of.
You love
but,
it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's great. But
I don't want to open you.
Even without,
you open
I'm like, I want to see you open gifts. I want to see you open the presents really badly.
Like at a
really?
Baby shower. You want to watch them open the shit that they registered for. Bibs. You're
I
excited about
that. I don't know. But I birthdays, yes.
Ugh. Jade's face right now is actual perfection.
I'm also drowning in thank you notes right now. So I'm literally like, please, no one ever get me a gift ever again.
So I wasn't sure what to do at my birthday. I'm like, I don't want to have like a set aside time to make everyone stare at me and open like 5 bottles of wine, right? But also I wanted to acquiesce to people who like wanted me to open it right there. And I actually Googled the etiquette on this. And people were like, don't make people sit down. But if someone wants you to open it in front of them, do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, leave it.
Right.
But it like also felt weird to just be like, thanks for the gift and set it aside. Like I could tell there was a push pull of people being like.
Yeah, like why? It's bizarre
no,
when you take
Jessica.
Your gift into the privacy of your. It's like, okay.
Should I just like take it out in front of them?
No. Yeah. Otherwise, it's like, why is it so intimate? No, like just open the gift. Why is
I
it
have
so weird?
Stage fright. I have actual crippling stage fright with gifts. Okay. And like I would do that with Dylan's family all the time. And they were like, oh, Jade has this thing where she needs to take the gift home and then like open
it. Then you're not weird because it's weird. It's like,
I
okay.
don't want to open it. I don't want to thank you. I want to thank you on my own time. I don't want to thank you right then. I don't want to act. I don't want to do all
that. Here like, you are with a backlog of thank you O's.
Yeah.
Because you didn't open it in real time.
But I saved
say thank you
at your wedding in front of people.
In front of people. You could have just been like, wow, thank you. Moving
I
on.
Hate that. It's over. I hate opening gifts in front of people. So you have to get up and hug each person. What do you do? What do you do at the thank you? Thank
a
you
wedding,
so much.
Okay, obviously a wedding and a baby shower are different. This we're talking, you know, 10 plus gifts at those things.
What if someone gets you Taylor Swift concert tickets and it's the
huge.
Other person? No, okay, obviously
this is the, this Jessica. Is one of the problems.
Obviously, that's the ideal gift. Jessica's like, that's nice. Yeah. No, that is the ideal gift. And the next person gets you
if I
socks.
Were that, if I were that right. next – no, if I were that next person, I'd be like, fun. I get to watch you open it, something that you really like, something really cool.
That's
so
present
cool.
confidence that you have that other people lack.
I have confidence.
Yeah. So that, you know what? That's like, I love when people make us sing karaoke and like, you're a good singer. It's like, yeah, no, I'm sure you fucking do. The rest of us that are like, no, it's crippling. I hate – presents like that. And I'm like, I want to wait 2 days. Dylan's like, it's so weird. Why would we just have a present open? I lie. I'm always like, we wanted to open them together. We wanted to wait. After my birthday, I didn't want the birthday to be over. So I saved it. That's my main one. I always do.
That's
that.
A good one. That's actually good. But so like, what do you do? Do you wait? Do you do it right then?
Put
like,
them
what's
away
the advice?
And don't open them in front of anyone.
Wow. I would literally stare at you and be like,
no, Jessica, like, that? Would hover, like, until you opened it.
But I think that's legit. You can be like, hey, no, open it right now.
I would give, like, hints about it.
No, I
like,
agree with what you were saying. I think, like, yeah. It's up to the giftee to be like, no, will you open it right now?
Yeah.
You know, but it is, like, if you're going to do that, you're ballsy. Because, like, that you're interrupting the flow. Like, you're making them, like, maybe the host is holding something.
Or should you say, should I open it right now?
I yeah, will nice. Admit, say, yeah. it isn't, it's really putting somebody on the spot.
It really
I know,
is.
But I really get so much joy out of it.
Which is weird that we have these stances because they're not on brand for each of us individually.
Very opposite.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like I'd be like, yeah, I love it. Let me open it. No, it's not me.
I like it.
It's
I
not
really
me.
Like to.
Even on Christmas, I'm like, I try to vary my thank yous. I'm like, thank you so much. And then I love this. I've been wanting this. I don't know what to say. You have to like think of so many different things. I think you guys are getting presents for the wrong reasons. You guys are buying presents for the clout and for the reputation of it. I am trying to gift a special gift to my dear friend. And I am just, I don't need any praise. Open it as you wish, silently in your home, and tell me later.
What if they never tell you and you're just left there like, wow, I wonder what they
That's
thought
about
that
That's
actually
the worst gift. Thing to be as a gift chaser. To be like, no, chaser. To literally be like, did you receive my gift? It said it arrived yesterday. And you're like, fuck me. Like,
well, I was excited about sending it.
See, my bad thing is like something will arrive and I'm so excited and I open it and then I forget to text the person.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, did it come? And
exactly.
I'm like, oh my God,
and you're
yes.
like, I forgot to open it. And then you
I've
like,
definitely been on that end too where I've forgotten. Mm-hmm. And then I have to say like, oh yeah, no, it was amazing.
Well, also
it,
now but... with like thank you notes, it's confusing because like, is a text enough? Like, do you need to text every single person that gets you a gift? Like, or can you just wait until the thank you note?
Oh,
you know,
I think one or the other.
No, like we got a check from our friend from our wedding and like it
thank
feels
you
weird
note.
To see him an hour later.
I'm still waiting on my thank you note for my kitchen mixer.
Look,
I got you for
look to your right. Look literally
She's got
to your
ear.
Right. No, other your other right. Your other right. Look down.
What?
Look in the corner. It's literally sitting in the corner right there.
Oh, that's the mixer?
Yeah.
Ooh, what color is it?
Green.
Nice.
What kind of green?
Forest.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
fancy. That's
very
elegant.
Nice.
I think. Yeah, it's been a minute since I requested it, so I don't quite remember.
Like,
I
hate
it for
us right now.
Okay, Jessica, I actually have a question for you. So, yeah, you're a fucking weirdo if you have people watch you open presents.
I don't care about opening presents in front of people, but I do want to watch other people open presents.
Open your present. Okay.
You know what?
Not me.
We've got no advice. It's just, it takes all kinds, guys.
I guess. Okay, so the other day, my therapist texted me that she needed to cancel late because she got the stomach flu.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the text, logged it into the brain, went about my day,
yeah.
right? Didn't text her back.
Mm. I often behave that way.
Okay, so I thought later, I was like, oh shit, I got to text her back, right?
Yeah.
A day passed. Okay, next day, I'm like, oh, I got to text her back. Then I'm like, I'm going to write this text message to my therapist.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make up an excuse. And I was like, okay, wait. hold on. I'm dealing with equal parts my doctor, my therapist, but also a real human being. Would she appreciate my lie? You know what I mean?
Like, sorry, I missed this.
Or do I go full? I'm feeling so avoidant right now. I didn't respond to you. Like, do I really just go for it? Like, are we going radical honesty?
I didn't want to text you back, so I didn't.
You know what? That's literally what I was about. Like, I'm like, let's go. Like, if there's anyone in this world I could be honest with.
Yeah.
But I'm like, maybe she just wants that kind of honesty within the confines of our session.
Well, that particular text, the reason I say I behave like that, too, is because, like, I sort of infer that as a complete situation.
Right. Like, you don't need a response.
I didn't need a response. If she were saying, like, can you reschedule? Is that okay? Whatever.
Yeah, no,
that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's a different story because that's a question. It needs a response.
She also has a stomach flu. Like, I could say, like, feel better, you know, or something like that.
I don't think that's necessary.
But I was like, yeah, can you treat your therapist like a regular person outside of therapy? Like, I don't have to respond to all of her text messages.
No.
I don't, you know, I'm like, I'm going to show you how I actually interact with people, which is not well.
I think that's
you
fine.
You could bring it up because you're thinking about it in your next therapy session.
Ding, ding, ding.
No, but then, my God, then we're like, she's going to have a complex about texting me. I'm just like, I feel like I could have some radical honesty here. And it was going to be refreshing for me. I felt like, wow, what a text to send. But then I felt like, wow, I'm really dumping some shit on her. She's going to be like, is she okay?
I think it's so nice when you get to a place where you're like, I was too tired to do this. Or if you need to give an excuse at all to not lie.
I'm working on that.
Yeah. It's hard. Get something like that.
Yeah. It's hard to get to a place where it's like, no is a complete answer.
Yeah.
I just don't have the bandwidth. I don't have it in me right now.
Yeah. It depends.
Seeming calloused. Or without saying it every week on a podcast and then having your friends all believe that you never want to see them again.
She wants to see you guys, I promise.
I would love to see you guys sometimes. You know, it's like, I just like...
Ain't that the truth, though?
Except for that one girl in...
Yeah, that we talked Toledo. About last week. Yeah, the Toledo girl. I hate her.
Oh,
she fucking sucks. No, but I was having anxiety because I was like, I don't know if I should lie to you and like just make up an excuse. And like, you'd probably appreciate that more.
And then tell her that you lied.
So what did I do? Classic Jade, nothing.
Great.
Still to this day.
Fine. Nah. I think it's always the safer thing in every to do scenario, nothing. To not text, to do nothing.
Interesting.
It's always safer, I think, to not
Well, then I'm doing amazingly.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
If safety is what we're after, I think that that's like always safe.
Okay, I like it.
To do it, to not respond.
I like it. Okay, we've spent a lot of time on these first of all, so let's just dive right in.
Let's get to it.
Because there are three of us with three brains chock full of information.
Amazing, great.
Okay, first of all, Jessica, I've been saving this for you because this actually happened between me and Jessica the other day. Okay. And it was so eye-opening. We were at Dad's house. This just goes out to like all the little sisters out there, but just like the sister dynamic is hilarious, okay? So Jessica's there, I'm there, right? A lot of people are there. We're in Dad's living room before dinner. I asked Jessica, what time is it?
Mm-hmm.
She looks at me like I literally said some horrific slur. No, she's like, 7:30. And like I asked the most embarrassing question. Like, why are you asking? Like, you have a phone. Like, okay, whatever. It was loaded. It was loaded like 7:30. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you even asking me? Like, why you don't even know me. Don't even look at me. And I'm like, the difference between a younger sister, it's 7:30 Eastern time, it's 10:30. And like, also you look a little cold. Do you need like a sweater? Are you okay? Like, just the dynamic difference is wild. Just defend yourself.
Well, first of all, I don't remember that.
Right.
I can't even remember being there. When was this?
February? Before Dad's birthday dinner. Or before Jamie's birthday dinner.
So February.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been holding on.
It's been 6 weeks.
You had to reschedule this recording a couple times. I've been holding on.
She asked me to remember when she asked me, what time is it?
Right. Okay. But is it just a general rule of thumb that like when you're out with your older sibling, like they pretend like they don't know you?
See, this is a problem I have though, because I do this all the time to Brad, where like he'll ask me some inane thing and the way it comes out of my mouth is like, it's 7:30 and I sound so full of contempt and I have to be like, I didn't mean it like that. That's just how my voice sounds sometimes. Like, I have resting bitch voice.
Yeah, resting bitch voice is interesting.
I mean, I'm sorry.
No, but I said that. Thank you. Thank you so much. No, but it is like this. No, it's so nice to be the older sister in some ways because you have someone that is always ready, willing, and able to talk to
you.
Yeah, to be there.
Mm.
Catch you.
But I call you way more often.
For sure. I'm just saying in public.
And you're like side click or whatever that's whatever.
Side not, button, double yeah, click.
Yeah. You ignore. Exactly.
Oh.
So sometimes. She, yeah. She's pretending it's.
Well, okay. We talk what? We talk 9 times a day, but sometimes.
It's often that you'll be as older sistery as I am.
Sometimes. Not in public. I feel like our dynamic in public is, or just when we're outside of just us. Mm. You're just naturally older sister. I'm naturally younger sister.
I see, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do feel like there are, you know, like anything, there are pros and cons to the older sister, younger sister thing.
Yeah.
I did read that the youngest is actually the most likely to become a billionaire, but like it's, I mean, it's
fine. That's great.
I chose billionaire. It actually said millionaire, which is totally fine. But it's because they said that we're more willing to take risks. But then the other, everything was more favorable towards the older sister.
Everything else other than
everything
money?
Else. Yep.
Well, I don't know. I take the money. And they say it, like, starts over, like, the birth order thing at after 7 years between siblings. Yeah. I don't buy that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm very middle child, and, like, my older siblings are very, like.
I am quintessentially older. The youngest child.
Yeah.
For sure. No.
Yeah.
For sure.
Youngest child. But I'm the pink sister. She's the purple sister.
Okay. Tell me what that means.
No, like, have you heard of that?
No.
So, like, growing up, like.
When you have two girls, if you get the same gift. They
like
usually,
we still get the same gift.
Comes in pink and it comes in purple.
There
that
is
another. Let's talk about present etiquette. Me and Jessica have been getting the same gift.
Well, people have to. They feel like if they
and
don't.
And we're born a day apart.
I was going to say, your birthdays
yeah,
are close
if
together,
if they don't
right?
get us the same gift, then they think that we're going to be like jealous of one
right.
another.
Someone
and
got the
typically
better one.
That somebody oh,
my
is more
God.
Jealous.
Okay, Jessica thinks that I have a complex that I always am like, wait, but what about me?
That's a younger sibling
because
complex.
You have to. Otherwise, you get forgotten at Disneyland. They're literally like, if you don't speak up for yourself, you have to advocate for yourself
you
at
do.
A very young
you
age.
I know. Yeah. It's true. It's very younger sibling.
That's why, like, younger siblings are, like, noisier, like, in yeah. your face. Because otherwise, it's, we call it the towering oaks. The older kids yeah. are just like, everything's happening for them.
Mm. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
That makes sense.
Historically, like, you had to be the more responsible one.
100%.
And so then now you just are still in that phase.
Yes.
Like, Jessica feels a tremendous pressure to be, like, the family mediator.
Mm. But also, like, I have to make sure Jade gets home okay. Yeah. Or, like,
I'm like,
she,
go with God,
know.
Babe. Like, that's yeah. you. Yeah. That's
you're
on you.
You're the nurturer.
I'm not even nurturing as much as a more, like, managerial
no, it's nurturing
role.
Too. It's nurturing. It's
I would
nurturing
say that
too.
It's
parenting. It's parenting.
It's manager.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but Jessica will call me about like something about our brother. Like she's like worried about he didn't have dinner last night. I'm like, why the fuck do you care? I literally like unless you're on the freeway hanging from like I don't care if you're like
tremendous
from the
responsibility of family manager.
Like it makes me feel like a bad person because I'm like I genuinely like I'm so the like you do you I'll do
and
me.
I uh-huh. my managerial older sister role like it's pervasive it like takes over in a lot of settings
yeah
so anytime that and Manny my boyfriend is also a older brother
oh my god they are
so we're so both of us are so
no like
sibling.
Okay let's say like we're standing on this side of the room and they're standing on the other side of the room equal maybe even our side has the buffet maybe yeah. our side is just objectively better of yeah. the room just a yeah. nicer side of the room. They'll be like, no, actually, like, it's so much better to be on outside. They're like, honestly, even when the two of them, like, were the first to fall from COVID, and they're like, it was when we, back then, when we really didn't want
right,
to get
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
They
terrified.
Were like, no, it's so much better that we got it. I'm like, you guys are so fucking annoying. I'm like, what do I look like, a 7-year-old to you? Like, oh, I'm like, oh, yeah, but she said it was cool. So, like, now it's.
No, I gotta get COVID to you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is great. No, it's like, it's so manipulative. My karmic punishment in this lifetime is to be mostly friends with older sisters mm-hmm. and Scorpios. Scorpios in some flavor.
There
I'm just
go.
Like surrounded.
Yeah.
And here I am just trying to be the loose younger sister Sagittarius and I am kept by you freaks.
I'm also Sagittarius. Just so
you are, but a Scorpio rising, a heavy one.
I'm a Pisces. Yeah.
We actually get an astrologer on the show.
We did. We did.
Channing.
Channing.
I loved that.
Yeah.
You're right. Channing. I listened to that.
Yeah.
She was
yeah.
fantastic.
We had yeah. her on.
Have her back and read your chart.
No, but that's too self-indulgent. You guys, I would never do that to you.
Okay. You're right. You're right.
Or a psychic.
Don't you hate when people have, like, they're like, oh, yeah, listen to this entire hour of someone tell.
I would never.
People
would never.
Often exploit.
They do it. It's exploitive.
All, I know. It's yeah. like actually not chill. So this next topic, this has been on my mind for a couple weeks now because someone asked me a favor. This is the art of asking a favor is what I want to talk to okay. you guys about. Someone asked me a favor that incensed me so greatly because of how tactless the ask
yes.
was.
Yes.
It was so thoughtless and stupid.
Brazen.
We passed Rude. Brazen six exits ago. It was literally yes. like, what? Excuse me?
Could you not give a hard? No.
I was so flabbergasted by what just happened. I was like, okay, first of all, we need to talk about the art of asking a favor because it is an art. It is an art. It's a skill that you acquire or you're born with if you're just naturally gifted. But it takes tact and thought.
And finesse.
And finesse, for sure. So and let's start with the number one issue. When you haven't spoken to that person in a while, which also should be a key that maybe you shouldn't be asking them the favor. Do you start with the, hey, how are you? Hey, congratulations on the new home.
No, you break it down. Transparency at the start, from the start.
Like, I need
don't X. jerk
like,
me off.
Look, you're well.
No, like, look, I know we don't speak that often, but I'm in a bind.
Yes.
This is where I'm at.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so
do you
I
know what
think
the favor was?
That she's talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I over, like, I think that what I believe.
You don't know the favor.
No, I don't know the favor. But oh, I think that what I believe that you have a problem with is when you start a favor chain. And if you ask somebody to ask for a favor.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's how you just meant, yes.
No, like if you're asking, if I say to Jade,
that's
Jade,
different.
You know what? I know this is something that you can provide me on your own and it's only up to you.
Okay, so a favor chain is asking someone to ask someone else for a favor.
Yeah. Could you use your relationship with this grocery store clerk to get the 10% discount that you get?
Right.
Which is fine if you are my best friend in the whole world and you know that I know someone that could help you out. And like more oftentimes you should wait till someone offers. But this is what happened to me. I was bamboozled. So started off with, hey, like congratulations on the wedding, you know. Okay, I'm thinking they're just texting me because whatever. Because
that's the thing. Then they got you. They know you're
they
looking
know
at your phone.
I'm looking at my phone.
Oh,
okay?
Yep.
I didn't even want to respond to the congratulations, but I thought
you knew
I was
it was
being
maybe
screwed.
Loaded.
No, I didn't. I was just, you know, I didn't want to talk, but I was like, that's such a nice, benign thing. I can respond to that.
Bait.
I was baited.
Bait.
It is.
Then it was a friend of mine. Is passionate about X, okay? A very general topic. I know that your friend, this person is not my friend, by the way.
Right.
This is an acquaintance with a capital A, on a good day, an acquaintance, an Instagram follow, if anything.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right.
We're not homies. A friend of mine, now is someone I don't even, please, I barely know you.
Yeah.
Your friend?
Yes.
My friend is interested in X. That's all the information they gave me. Not their name, not anything. Would you to ask this friend if they're hiring at her company and what positions are open? I said, okay.
What?
I was like, first of all, I think that's the key. You have to think of the person that you're asking of the favor and how it will sound coming out of their mouth.
Yeah, the favor chain.
Me, Jade. I'm supposed to say.
So now Jade now has to worry about the reciprocity between her and her other friend.
No, I don't know the person's name who I'm asking the favor for. I know the mutual friend we have.
You also have to ask yourself, is this favor I'm asking Googleable?
Well, Googleable for sure. But no, but like she wants the connection to get the owner of the company
to hire
them.
What positions are
also
available?
Right. Here's, very bluntly, that's a phone call. That's not a text.
I am taking you to lunch
exactly.
to ask
yes,
this.
Exactly. People,
so,
yes.
And I'm going to tell you about, you have to appeal to people's better nature, whether you're asking them for an investment in you or like whatever.
Give them the why.
The why is like, oh, like this friend, I first of all, you got to start out by being like, I am sorry to bug you. I understand the I am woman, hear me roar kind of thing where you don't want to apologize for yourself before you start speaking. But you should say, I'm sorry to bug you or like, I know this is putting you out or like, it's no problem if not.
A no is okay. That is something my dad always says. I'm going to ask you for this, and a no is okay, too.
Give him an out.
Yep. Yeah.
Give him an out.
I understand this might be too difficult. I just thought it's a long shot. Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Never 100%. Hurts to ask.
No.
Yeah. Yes. And then you got to give me some background, because basically I'm in a position now where I'm saying, so I'm not even saying a friend of mine. An acquaintance of mine has a friend who's really passionate about your company and wants to work. Like, what is that person going to say to me?
Yeah. Like, sure, send them along. They're hired. Like, what are they supposed to say?
That's why I think it's like, it was so stupid. Because I was like, you just asked me so flippantly.
That's honestly bizarre. That's somebody who's like,
it happens all the
not
time.
Reading the
that's
room.
A definite no for that one. But I think that there are times where you really need a favor. Where somebody is like, you're in a bind. You know
of
that
course.
You're putting somebody out by asking something. You need a favor. But you really have to be reasonable and you have to be communicative in the how and the why and what's going on and totally. Why you're in a bind. And yeah. also understand that, like, the gracious thing is to also follow up with, like, thank you and, yeah, and you know, something like that. A thank you yeah. gift, a thank you note. Even letting them know, like, I won't forget this. Like, this mm-hmm. means something. Well, something like mm-hmm. that. Like, it does feel good when you do something, when you go out of your way for somebody and they mm-hmm. let you know, like, look, like, you have my memory of this, whatever. Yeah, I know totally. This is a big deal. I know this isn't easy.
You know what's funny is that within my research of this topic, because I was just like, there, it says, it's something that to me has always been a vibe. Like, it's either there's a good way to ask and, like, a not good way to yeah. ask. And some people, like, understand that or don't. But I hate asking favors, but of course you have to sometimes, yeah. or, like, you'd be stupid to not. Sometimes you're in a bind or not even. Like, you just, like,
you're looking for an opportunity or community people. Exactly.
Yes, I understand all that. But it actually said that people like you more. Hmm. And I don't want, by the way, okay, there are some people out there listening that are favor grabby patties. Okay. Those of you, I'm not talking about you, sit down.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
Oh, I've heard this.
So because when they're thinking of doing the favor for you, in your mind, you have to justify why you would do it. So you think of all the reasons why you like them.
I thought it was a small favor. Like, could you pass the salt? Could you help me with that's this?
Oh, interesting.
But we need to revisit this yeah. whatever it was. Because I don't remember what it was, but I saw it too. I remember thinking it was something like.
I think I screenshotted it.
Is it like you're making yourself vulnerable yes. by asking the favor?
Yes, mm-hmm. you're asking for help.
Okay, I wonder if that's part of my stuff around asking for favors.
Okay, here it is. No, it says scientific research. It's Benjamin Franklin's favor asking art.
Oh. Oh, well,
scientific
tell
us. Research backs Franklin's secret to gaining favor with people. Jecker and Landy did a study that proved that we like people more when we do them a favor because we justify our actions wow. to ourselves, thinking that we did them a favor because we like them. Our brains want to make sure our beliefs are congruent with our actions, and so our beliefs shift slightly to match.
Whoa. Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. But let me tell you.
Didn't work for this lady.
Exactly. Though. The girl that I do not feel closer to her. No. I do not feel like I like her better.
And I think
I'm angry.
That yeah. science only works like the first couple of favors. Once you get to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of like unreciprocated
and depending on the favor,
favors.
Depending on the favor.
Yes.
Totally.
All of these things. It's a broad stroke. We need to fine yeah. tooth, you know, go through it and really understand.
Of course. Yeah. Everything is, you know, nuanced and, you know, it's.
The favor should match the relationship level. Yes. Like you were yeah. saying, 100%. If it's your bestie, they can ask for anything.
Oh my God, your bestie, your
oh
like,
my God, anything. Of course. And I'll yeah. offer more yes. often than not, but ask yeah. me. Sure, yes, if I don't yes, think yes, of yes. it, of course. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing is like when it doesn't, it's like so, and the assumption that I have that kind of relationship with the other person, like mm-hmm. you don't know, like what? I'm just like, what?
I also think like if it's business, keep it business. If it's personal, keep it personal. Mm-hmm. Like it's yeah. really tricky when you're like, in a personal situation and you ask, I mean, it's just like you have to navigate it really carefully, I think, because there's for business sure. favors that you need and you yeah. ask for. And those are a little bit more straightforward and less emotional, probably.
Yeah,
absolutely. And like we all feel like a burden to an extent and like don't want to ask favors and you should and like you should feel comfortable. But doing it in the right way is, I mean, it's the difference between asking and not. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's and people remember when you ask them a bad favor. You know,
like, yeah,
yeah, no, I'm like, no, people, I like think, what we're about I right think now? Sometimes people remember when you, no, I literally, I remember the one that I told you off the record earlier that happened a good 15 years ago. People don't forget.
It's crazy.
People yeah. don't forget.
So my problem is as a Midwesterner, I will go to any lengths for anyone pretty much, probably more than I should when people are asking me to do stuff. I have a hard time recognizing when I need to ask a favor mm-hmm. and then also asking it. Even if someone's offered, I'm like, well, I don't want to bother them. Like, that's my go-to
yeah,
mode.
I teeter a little too far on the pride aspect where, like, I don't want to ask. I definitely have missed out on opportunities because I just don't want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm. God, I don't know where I sit. In
I feel like you have a good, healthy understanding. You're like, if it's worth it, I'll ask.
Yeah. So here's the next question. How do you say no when you get an inappropriate favor asked of you?
No,
I have done that. And people have responded poorly.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I did that. Somebody asked me if they could come to my friend from Toledo asked me. Not my friend. This random person from Toledo asked me if they could come to this other person's party that I wasn't throwing. Okay.
Yeah.
And now it's my, oh, I thought you two were tight. I thought, you know, like really strange behavior that I don't normally engage in.
Yeah.
But this other person who was not my friend was for some reason had my number. Like, that's not normally how I behave. I don't even know if I went to this other party.
Yeah.
But I was just like, this is so crazy.
So I was like, they were not close enough that you even understood why they had your number. Like, not close.
It was like somebody had to give them my number for this one
person. And they asked you to invite them as a drag along to a party. No.
See, like, that's a certain
and not,
type
not
of
can I come with you? But like,
can I be a plus two for
can I just come? Like, will you ask them if I can just come? And what's the big deal? And then I say no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, to really break it down,
yeah,
it was sort of corresponded with me and my other close friend that is closer to this person. Uh-huh. So there was a middleman between me and the friend from Toledo.
Right. Yeah.
And so the middleman was like kind of selling me out, being like, she doesn't want you to come, like very bluntly, right. You know, and I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care. Honestly, I was like, look, this isn't my party. Tell him whatever. Like, bottom line is the answer is no. Like,
right. I really can't even believe that people actually ask to come to a party that they weren't invited to.
That's wild.
Oh my gosh.
I would literally rather die.
Because you know, if they're asking that, then they don't know the person who's throwing the party.
Yeah.
No, give me those balls. Like, honestly.
No,
like,
those are big, big cojones.
That's
big
a balls. Uniquely coastal thing.
But you know what? You know? When you said that, you know what, like, actually popped into my brain? I'm like, maybe this is why I don't want to do the favor. Don't make me do the work of a favor that you're going to get the credit for.
Yeah.
Like, this person then saves the day for her fucking stupid friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I know.
And here you are.
Busting my ass.
Yeah.
With the splinters and the
With all the bumps and bruises.
That is true. Your social life is on the line by making that ask. Like, your trustworthiness is also on the line.
What if she hired her and this guy, okay.
And then they're like, oh, Jade recommended that person. Right. No, you didn't.
That's on me.
Exactly.
It destroyed this interaction, pretty much destroyed a relationship for not only me, who really was like, I really cannot be friends with this person from Toledo. No offense to Leo. It's probably
to come to the party. Right place. The party crasher.
Well, we love Ohio here.
We love Ohio. We'll say a different city. This friend from Cincinnati. Another, also Ohio.
Toledo's just fun to say.
Cleveland. Wait. Yeah.
No, Toledo's fun to say. It makes my mouth go.
We'll say San Francisco.
Right.
So this person, I can't. You know, Jessica can't say San. She says San Diego.
Say
instead
it.
Instead of what? San Diego. San Diego. San Diego.
Say it. Say it.
Ah! San Diego.
It's a lose-lose situation for
San
me.
Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego.
Diego. No, but this other person who I can't be friends with because now I have this marred, but this person reacted so poorly and said, she has a stick up her ass.
What?
And then the middleman told me.
Oh, my God.
This middleman is snitches get stitches. This middleman is bleeding out.
I was like, what?
That's wild. Nuts.
I'm an adult. I cannot believe people talk like that
anymore.
It
sounds like this person is just like asking inappropriate, like doesn't even know that it's an inappropriate favor to ask and is like acting inappropriately because they
are
wanted.
No, like, honestly, you guys, if there's any one piece of advice you can take from
this
show. If
I see this person, I can't wait to be like, because I haven't seen this person. If I see this person, I'm going to say, I know you said that I have a stick up my ass.
And then I got to ask you a favor. Can you help me get this stick out of my ass?
Excuse me. More embarrassing. I would say I know that you tried to go to a party that you weren't invited to.
Yeah.
That
you
is desperate
SOB.
That is like, I may have a stick up my ass, but you have a desperation wand.
You're thirsty.
A desperation wand.
When you draw a boundary, because that's what saying no is.
Right.
You, the way the other person reacts
is not your business.
Is like, they might say, you have a stick up your ass. Like, they might say the offensive thing. They might totally spaz out. They might really respond poorly.
This is a great response. That's not no, and it's not yes, but it is a no.
Let me at it.
I'm not comfortable doing that.
Mm. Oh, that's no.
It is no, but I'm not comfortable is putting the onus on you.
Totally.
And it's also like, they can't argue with, I'm not comfortable.
I like that. I should have said that. I should have said that in this situation.
It's a bold thing to say, though. It is bold.
I'm not comfortable making an intro for someone I've never met, even if you want to be extra bold. But
that makes sense. Like, because if the person really wants to talk shit, like this, let's say the guy that wants to be invited to the party.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't comfortable.
She like, exactly. Like, who's going to be able to talk? Like, you
they can talk shit. They can say.
What?
You know, that's what he said. He said to me, he said, I thought she was tight with these people. He started to diss me.
You're like, guess what? I am. Tight with them.
I'm like, see you at the party tonight, idiot. That's what I was saying.
I said, maybe I'm not, but I
don't, even if I probably,
you guys,
ask,
if you take one piece of advice from this entire podcast, it's not about favors. It's actually just to never ask to be invited to a party that you're not invited to.
No,
the
yep.
one thing exception I would make is if it's a huge party that, like, okay,
even then,
what if there was like a really good magician?
No,
are you kidding?
No,
yes. You're like, well, I do
once
want
in
you
a
to
lifetime.
See.
I know.
Once in a, not your life. It's not for you.
David
it's not
Copperfield.
I'm like, okay, if you're having a 500 person corporate car party where David Copperfield
of
is,
of course,
and you want to go to that.
Yes,
but you're not. Putting,
you aren't even within the first 500 people to invite.
No,
and yet
it's
you're
not about
ask.
Who's invited. It's about. That person went through 500.
No,
of their
it's not a
friend.
Person.
Your
it's,
social
it's,
cachet is not on the line in that. Like if it's in
yes,
that situation.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in ever asking to be invited anywhere.
There are some parties where it's like, maybe it isn't like an exclusive. Well, what about it? Like, can you get me on the guest list of this like
no.
exclusive
no.
David Copperfield
Ick,
show?
Vomit. Vomit. Of the Magic Castle.
Listen, I think only a magician. That's the only it's time it's okay
real.
To ask is if there's a good magician present.
And also, like, why would you want to be around a magician with 500 people? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not getting that one-on-one
well,
one
I'd
time.
Ask another favor from within the party being like, yeah. how can you get me to be,
oh,
like,
Jesus.
In the magic show?
You're a yeah. favor sandwicher. Yeah. Foot in the door salesman.
Do you want to tell you the worst favor I ever was asked?
Oh, yeah.
Someone who, at the very last minute, even though I was not a bridesmaid, asked me to plan her bachelorette party because she didn't like how her bridesmaids had planned it.
Oh.
And then a couple weeks later, made an inference asking me to plan her wedding.
What?
And my response was, bitch, you got to do that yourself.
Yeah, no, that's some things are just too outlandish.
No, she was an insane person. But anyway.
One time that Jessica turned down a favor that was really noble of you, but interesting. Hmm. It's a unique favor. Jessica is friends with a couple. She's friends with both sides of the couple, the man and the woman in this couple.
Okay.
I would say, like, borderline, maybe not totally equal loyalty, but, like, you know, has a good relationship, a deep relationship with both of them.
Sure.
One of them calls her.
So I'm friends with both people in this couple.
Okay.
Equally. Friends yes. of the girl and friends of the guy in the couple. They asked me, they have, sometimes they have chaos in their relationship.
Sure.
And so they have a history, a sordid past, and one of them asked me to lie on behalf of them. Like
to
when
their,
to their other person. Other. So that put me in between the two of them in a real uncomfortable way. And I said,
because that would require you lying to
lie them,
the friend.
Lying
the other
to
friend.
One of my friends.
Yes.
And I said, nope. And I said no. And I was like, I'm going to be really honest.
Mm-hmm.
If it ever comes up, I'm not going to lie.
So you're okay with it just, like, omitting it, but you're not going to.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Bald-faced lie to
I actually
them.
No, believe in that. Well, the problem was what I did was I should have said, I can't talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be involved. Instead of just blurting out what actually happened.
But
which is
no,
what I did.
You know what? I think that's okay, too, to have been like, no, I won't.
No, you know how fucking desperate you have to be to rope a third person into your relationship quandary? Like,
yeah.
If I called you, Catherine, and I was like, will you lie for Dylan?
Would you?
Like, would I lie to Dylan for you? I don't know. I do love Dylan, but also, like,
depends what you did.
We're closer today.
Yeah,
so.
It's like, so you gotta know where you gotta know what you're
It's an interesting.
On.
It's
that
a quandary.
Is quandary.
It's tough. What
you do? It's tough because you're like, because at the end of the day, it's I
because
so,
I don't I hope, even know if I would lie to Dylan for Jade because
yeah.
I would be like, because it's gonna get out and then you're in trouble.
Yeah. And then also, I'm like, okay, so what? Now your relationship's based on a lie. That's not good for you either.
Right.
And I care
yeah.
about you, like. And, like, now you're in it. And, like, what if the lie grows? And then you have, like, they're feeding you more lines. That's, again, like, you're putting my relationship on the line because of your bullshit.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Like, and then if they find out that you knew for the last 2 years and you didn't say anything.
You know? Like, that's
a la Tom Schwartz.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica, you are literally Tom Schwartz in the situation. Like, that is you.
I knew. But I did not do the Tom Schwartz thing.
Okay, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
We're out of the favor asking. But I will say, I think just like thesis, I think what we're saying is, say you know you're putting them out.
Mm-hmm.
When you can, take them out in person,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or call at least.
Especially
always
if it's a
think,
big favor.
Reciprocate. Even if you think you're like it was a small favor,
bake them
overthink,
cookies.
Overthink.
Yeah.
Overthink. Because oftentimes I've been mad about the ask and then I did it begrudgingly. And yes. then the thank you, I was like softened.
Of course. Yeah. You know? Yep. Especially with something thoughtful like cookies yes. or something. I'd be like,
yeah.
And evaluate your closeness with the person.
Yeah.
Like, in your mind, think of if you're them, put yourself in their shoes when they're having to do this favor for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it should be the person that you're asking the favor. Of should be doing the favor in
and match the Agreed. Relationship.
Don't take credit for other people's favoring.
Yes, and the favor should match the relationship.
Favor yes,
should match
the favor. Relationship. That's my favorite one.
And be especially cautious with the favor chain.
Yeah, no favor chain.
Favor chain.
No favor chain.
No, yes. It's got to be like blood. It's got to be like my sister
for the favor chain.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Favor chain is the top tier favor. Yes. Yeah. Or taking them to the airport. Another top tier favor. Uh-huh. One of those two.
Oh, that one's so tough.
Get me a job and going to the airport. Yeah. Equal status.
Yikes.
Yeah, those two.
Something else I read, though, just to add to this, people love when you have to say because. You have to say, like, why you need the favor.
Yes.
Always.
Justify.
Yes. Even if a because is stupid, people just psychologically are more
inclined
to do the
favor. No,
that's
fully a thing.
Yeah.
That's fully a thing.
As a therapist, I get a lot of people asking me for referrals. But I have relationships with these other therapists.
Yeah. And it's, by the way, you guys, it's harder than ever to get into
therapy.
It's
really hard.
No, like impossible.
Yes. And a good therapist, it's like they're slammed and it's really hard. So now I have to be like really discerning and picky about like matching, you know, matching people with people that I think that they would work with well, that the therapist would also be fine taking on because they're doing it for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're like, I know that, you know, this person that I'm friends with, that I have a work relationship with, you know, she's asking. It's like there's a favor component to that too.
That's tough. Yeah. Like, what if you're just inflicting a terrible patient upon this person?
Oh, yeah.
But also I think it's like, but I even like when someone even about like the person that does my hair is like, hey, can you ask them if I can get in? And I'm like,
No, you know what I mean?
Like, there's a vibe. There's just, like, certain favors that, like, you're just being lazy by asking me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do the work first. Like, be like, I've tried for years. And, like, be very sorry that you're asking me.
Or, like, you're making that person uncomfortable to have to ask that question.
Right. Like, don't do
Show
that
Show up to the salon with
No, that's
a
crazy.
Without an appointment? With a gift box.
Stock the
with
salon
the magician.
And the hairstylist.
Bring the magician with you. You guys, people bribe people. I'm telling
gifts
you.
Work. Gifts work.
Yeah, you go to the doctor's office, you bring the assistant, you know,
you cookie, be showing up.
Whatever. No,
Listen,
I know. But like
everybody loves cookies. We've established
the receptionist,
that.
Like bring the receptionist cookies, bring
gifts.
They'll
work.
Hook you
just
up.
Always
like,
give a gift.
Just yes, do the nice thing. Be pleasant, be nice.
I have a friend who, and this is actually a very close friend still to this day. Every time she needed a favor, and it was often like work related, like doing her job for her for like a whole day, like it was very inappropriate favors to be asking, she would call me.
Oh,
like everything else was text.
That's a favor in and of itself.
I stopped like answering her phone
calls.
You knew
that when it was a call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anytime it was a call, it was a favor, like a big favor.
That's like what having children is.
Yeah.
Oh. It's literally they only call you when they need something.
Oh,
you know, that's real. That's what having kids is like. It's like they're never just calling to say hi.
Kids are all they want is favors.
That's all they want is favors.
Yeah.
That's truly that. You know who wrote The Giving Tree was probably a tired mom.
100%.
You know, she's like, I got nothing left to give, you idiot.
Yeah.
You
idiot. Take my body.
Take my body.
No, they took that already.
And people, and then you'll start the favor chain for your kids. You'll be like, oh my God, my kid is so into.
Oh no.
can you please call your friend?
No. Okay. Because I just have you both as my, you know, older sisters in the community here, I'm going to ask you some advice. So recently, I was partying.
Sounds crazy.
Recently, I was at a function.
Okay.
Okay. Where, you know, it was fun, festive. People were getting loose and libations were passed around. People were drunk. Okay.
Was this function your wedding?
No. I can't give specifics. We're under the cone of silence.
Okay.
One of my friends, who I love dearly, I just love her. She's the fucking best person ever. If you're listening out there, I'm obsessed with you. But.
And,
yeah. She was way drunker than I was. And she decided to take that bravery and confess a grievance that she's been carrying with me.
Okay.
Gosh.
Okay. But I'm on mushrooms. So I'm not drunk at all. Okay. I'm so coherent. Like I'm here, like I'm ready to talk about it. So I'm like, you know, I start saying,
your
I'm like,
emotions are open.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm cool, calm and collected. I'm like, I'm so, like, she had this whole like list coming at me expecting me to like be like defensive. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry you felt like that. I'm so sorry I made you feel like that. Not I'm so sorry you felt like that. I'm so sorry I made you feel like that. That was my mistake. I've been worried about that. I kind of sensed that maybe something was, I was, you know, whatever. Mm. We had a great conversation, albeit it was lasted like, you know, classic drunk girl conversation. It lasted like an hour.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
That's fine, yeah. right? But I gave it my all and I was
hashed
like,
hashed
it out. The next day, I don't think she remembers. But it's over for me. Yeah. I said mea culpa.
Yeah.
I apologize.
You can remind her if she
No, I don't even want to touch it. I don't want to touch it anymore. What? Then we have to rehash it now that you're sober?
No. If she tries to bring it up again, you can be like, we went over this at this place.
Okay, but what if she just never tries to bring it up again because and then sober her?
She's mad.
So mad at me and I get no credit for the very mature conversation.
I think you should bring it up.
I think you should be like, I loved our conversation about X, and
no.
I just want to remind you that I love you so much.
Not
blah, blah, blah.
On text.
Not on text.
No.
No, because then it can go on and on and on.
You guys,
on.
Why
in
is
person,
this on
all
no
the way somewhere.
Emotional text. I hate the emotional text. It's called a blind side.
Yeah.
I don't want, I am like in the middle of who knows what, enjoying my life, opening a text message. Oh my gosh, suddenly I'm at this party again with having the horrible conversation.
I agree.
I cannot.
But if you're the non-rememberer, it's on you. I also like just don't really like, and I'm on Lexapro, which makes you black out more often than you'd like to. I really don't remember the last time I had like a very serious conversation and didn't remember any second.
How do you know she doesn't remember any of it?
I don't. That's what I'm kind of saying. I'm just saying there's got to be part of her.
Maybe she's embarrassed.
Right. Okay. Even more of a reason why I don't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to bring it up again.
Yeah.
It's on you. That's on you. If you're still mad, that's on you.
I think if you're mad, period, it's on you.
Oh, yeah. Always. No, it should never be. But our parents very much believed that. And that was like a real issue for me.
I know. One time me and Dylan got into an argument about it because he was like, if I was mad at you, you wouldn't care. And I was like, no.
Yeah. No, I don't believe
but do
in like.
Do you really
cheap.
Feel that way? Or do you like that's what you.
If I did something wrong,
no, I think
I would feel different.
I think we were misparented in that way. Like our parents were like, no, our parents were literally like, I'm going to literally pretend like I don't see you. I don't see you. I don't hear you. And you like tucker yourself out and scream and cry. Like my parents were not the like, are you okay? You seemed off at dinner.
Yeah.
They'd be like, if you don't fucking bring it to my world, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, which is not great. I've had to work through a lot of that in therapy.
Okay, maybe it's not black or white. Maybe.
No, but I agree with you, though. In friendships, I think it's different between, like, a paternal-maternal relationship. In friendship, I do believe that. I'm like, you got to tell me. I'm not going to go chasing you about,
no.
like, you being mad. Yeah.
And also, it's like, I think it's worth the conversation, and maybe that's where I'm a little bit off, is, like, maybe, you know, instead of it being, like, not my problem, it's probably more like, yeah, okay, we need to talk about this, and I need to understand more what you're talking about, because it's a blind spot for me. Maybe that's what it is.
That's a good line.
Yeah, maybe I have a blind spot, and I'm doing something I don't realize, and I can maybe improve.
Yeah, but I think some people were overindulged as children, and like were always chased, and like always like had their feelings coaxed out of them. Like,
oh,
I don't
my
have
gosh.
Time for that.
Okay, no.
Pouting
no, no.
has never.
Oh,
I've
no,
never.
We talk about that a lot.
No.
We talk about the silent treatment. And
some people pout.
Yeah.
And some people, and
because they had parents that would knock on their door.
I know. Oh my God. I'm having a breakthrough right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. No, it's really, it's actually crazy. No, it's like, I would be like, this is really dark, but I'd be like, how loud can I cry to see if
yes.
like my parent will
yes.
come to the room? And like, that's what it was.
Yeah. No,
like,
I had one of those experiences once where I was like, I was very sad because junior high graduation had happened and all my friends were leaving. And
you
I was
were
like,
listening
if I
to vitamin C.
No, like, basically. Yeah. But I was like kind of at the front door near my parents' bedroom. And I was like, maybe they'll come out and comfort me. Nope, they didn't. But the next day, my dad was like, oh, yeah, I heard you crying.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, that's my parents all the
oh
time.
My God.
Like, they were like, if you got to learn to like, I think there's part of it that's good and part of it that's bad.
Of course.
Yeah. With everything. Okay.
But I wish I could just pout and have people come to me.
Me too. Nice. I actually can. Now I can. Like Dylan will come to me if I pout. He's like, what's wrong? And I'm
oh my
like,
God.
Yes,
no, not
ask
Manny.
Me.
He's like,
yeah. Like, he's like, not my monkeys, not my circus. That's on you. That's
yeah.
your problem.
I'm also Brad not that good at powder. I get bored after like 3 minutes. I'm like, I'm going downstairs again. I don't mind.
No, and like, I don't have time. If it's bothering me, it's already out. It's blurry.
It's pouting for me is such an act.
Yeah, it takes so much
it's
effort.
It's such an act. Yeah. I'm not actually. It doesn't help me to go remove myself and sit and frown.
No,
it doesn't. It's an
it
act. Yeah.
Okay. Next question. When is it too late to cancel on someone?
Ooh, I have an answer for this. Okay, I have an answer for this. Me. I recently read, you can cancel on someone if you're going out to dinner up to 2 p.m. the same night, because then they can get someone else to go to the reservation.
If 2 p.m.
I do think that's a little late.
No, I'm just saying, to get a reservation, cancel on me literally any day of the week.
It's just, that's so nice if somebody does cancel before 2 p.m. Yeah. It's not common. I think people cancel really late usually.
Yeah. But
that's nice. I don't think people for dinner cancel. I actually think the opposite. I don't think people, I wish more people, because I'm waiting. I'm that person waiting at 2 p.m. I'm like, please cancel. Once it crosses over to 4, it's like it's happening and then it's a late cancel.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it'd be nice if people canceled by 2.
Yeah.
I think that's really nice. Yeah. I agree.
And if they're having you over, then it has to be the day before.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What if they
bought groceries? They have whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for
me, they cleaned
any day of the week. So, I'm sure you guys have been in the situation. You're both in long-term relationships. When you get into a fight with your significant other, and this happens with me and Dylan all the time, okay? You get into a fight, you're in the car, on your way somewhere.
Yeah.
Or it's at, you have the explosive fight at your house, but you're late for something, right? Okay? It's literally, you guys, this shit is maybe.
I feel like it always happens on the way to something.
Oh, on the way when you're trying to get out the door because you're like, hurry up.
Okay. So it's not even 1% hashed out. You're still living I hate you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're still like so mad.
Yeah.
But now you have to go somewhere.
Now you've arrived.
Dylan is toxically good at compartmentalizing.
Oh my God.
No,
oh
my God. He is like,
he'll offer me like a beverage. I'm like, you are Satan. Don't even look at me. I'm like, I fucking despise you. I can't even speak. And he's like, fine. It's like, hey, how I'm so excited to see his friends. I'm like sitting
there. Oh my
God,
no. I'm the person who's like teary-eyed in the closet. Like, cannot talk to people.
One time I was sitting at a sushi bar and the sushi maker of the sushi was like, are you okay? I was like, no, I'm sitting here sobbing. I'm not okay, but I can't, I shan't leave.
I cannot compartmentalize like that.
No, I can't either.
And I would say, you can go, I'm going home.
No,
like, I don't care.
I know.
Yeah. And tell them we got, I don't care what you tell them.
Yeah, I'm like, tell them we got in a fight. Enough. Let's hash it out right here, right now.
Tell them I'm sick. I don't care. I can't go.
I can't do it. I can't do it. And I just feel like I wondered if other people could. Like, can
Oh, no, I fully can. Brett doesn't understand it. He's like, how can you be like, oh my God, I fully hate you. And then the next minute be like, hi. But I fully can. I can flip the switch.
Oh, you immediately. Can like, you can compartmentalize.
Oh, yeah. Even though I'm like, I'm livid at him, but like, I'm the life of the party.
But how do you interact with him at the party? Like, what if he makes a joke? Are you like being a supportive wife, or are you like, fuck you?
Kind of maybe a little bit of the fuck you in the beginning, but then like often what happens is I get less mad as the party goes along because I'm like, oh my God, he's so charming.
But the problem with men, the problem with men is that once you tell them nothing's wrong, they believe nothing's wrong. So if I'm faking it,
no, Dylan's going to
be like, oh my God, wow, what an easy, incredible fight we just got in. It's over. And then I'm in the car and I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
And then you scream at each other on the way home.
The worst is around his family. Like, your family, they're all on your side anyway. You know, you get so mad.
I wonder if your reaction is healthy because maybe you have this like underlying trust where you can fight and you guys, you know that you're fine.
I think that's where Dylan's comes from.
Yeah, like we're fighting. We're fine. Like, it's just a fight. Whereas like maybe for other people, for me, it's like,
no, I'm
this
like,
is
what dating
big.
Profile am I going to, like, what, what's the song on my dating profile going to be? I'm literally like, I'm packing my bags. I'm like, enough. It's over.
Has that changed since you got married?
Yeah, for sure. No, but it is interesting. Since I got married, like, I didn't expect, like, anything to change because we've lived together for
that option. That option changes.
For sure. No, you, like, also just stop trying to change the other person so much. Like, I feel like when they're your boyfriend, you're like, they're still malleable. I can still, you know. And it's like those little things, that little shit, like, you're just like, nah, it's not worth it. Not that it's not worth it. You're just like, oh, like, no, we've chosen each other. Like, you're more secure in the relationship. So you don't try to, like, fish. I don't know. And it's like, you don't spend as much time on the stupid shit. And also, like, now you got to get a lawyer to get away from me.
Well, I've always kind of questioned what my stance was on marriage personally.
Yeah.
And where I landed. And so after being in wedding land with my family for, like, the past year.
Jessica has had to endure 3 of her siblings getting married within 9 months.
Wow.
Yeah. The narrator says.
Family manager has to sit there while everyone else gets married, and it's been a journey. And I think what I've learned from what marriage and what it means and how I'm associating with it is that I look at it as almost like, instead of standing near an open exit at all times, when you close that door, I think that maybe more doors open in front of you in some sort of way.
Yeah,
like
for
when
sure.
you when you really step into a room and immerse yourself into something, into anything in that committed way where you end up having to back away from the exit.
Yeah.
There's also intention, like
you're
the goal of choosing that happened. And so it's kind of embarking on this next thing with like, we both chose this.
Yeah,
and this
but it's even like in little ways, that. Like when we try to talk shit about each other's families now, like if something bugs us, it's more like
you're like, well, you're part of
it.
Too.
Yeah, like you're in it. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Like this is like your crowd too. Like, you know, it's a different, you just feel like more secure for sure.
I think that it's really lovely when you have conflict. I think that trust comes, they call it like in therapy stuff, like rupture and repair. Like that's how relationships are built. That's how relationships are strengthened.
Yeah. But I think people's resilience varies, you know, like depending on like what
some
kind
people,
they,
sometimes
like
you have a rupture. Yeah. And well, it depends. Yeah. It's like if you don't have repair in your own home and you don't know what that looks like and people end up being like, just avoiding the topic or brushing it under the rug or not addressing whatever happened, the conflict, the rupture. There is no repair, and then you become like, you know, it's not
it gets
great.
Worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. Dylan's taught me a lot in that area because he's like, that's what we're talking about with Catherine. Like, you guys trust that we'll figure out the argument later. We love each other fundamentally. Mm-hmm. And also, that's another way of showing that it's worth it to you to go through the hard shit. Jessica, how have you enjoyed your time?
I've had a really good time. It's not easy what you do.
No, it's a good time though. Okay, love you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.